This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. All right, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, here with some political updates for you, courtesy of newstarget.com. Now, okay, so Super Tuesday, most of the results are in at the time that I'm speaking this podcast. Trump is cleaning up everywhere but Ohio. And I'm going to have comments here. I'll keep them brief for both Democrats and Republicans. Let's start with the Democrat side because it's a very simple story. I told all you people, you Bernie Sanders supporters, I told you months ago, it's on the record. Go back to healthrangerreport.com and search for Bernie Sanders. You can hear what I said. I told you months ago this thing was rigged for Hillary from the start. And I remember getting the usual sort of hate from the Sanders crowd. And by the way, I don't hate the Bernie Sanders crowd. I mean, at least the Bernie Sanders supporters are trying to do something anti-establishment. You know what I mean? I kind of, on the left, the Bernie Sanders people are by far the better people in this. So I actually, I really applaud the Sanders supporters. Nevertheless, when I told them that this whole thing was rigged and that Sanders would not be the nominee and that Clinton had this thing locked in from the get-go because it was all corrupt, it was all rigged, the DNC was all pro-Hillary all the way, the Bernie Sanders supporters refused to believe it because I don't know if they're too young to know about how much corruption there is in society or what have you. I don't know. Maybe they just haven't been around long enough to wake up and see reality. Well, reality is this evil criminal Hillary Clinton had this thing from the start. It was all theater. Just to let you know, this whole thing was theater. Bernie Sanders never had a chance. The delegates were already pre-chosen. The election outcomes were already pre-chosen. Hillary Clinton won every coin toss, every card draw, every random number came out pro-Hillary. I mean, the odds of all these apparently, you know, quote, random events, always choosing Hillary are astronomically nearly impossible. And yet, everything came out pro-Hillary all the way. And that's because it was rigged, people. So if you're a Bernie Sanders supporter, I applaud you for being anti-establishment. I really do. But I implore you to wake up and realize that the Democratic Party isn't interested in your vote. The Democratic Party is a party of criminality and corruption. Well, so is the Republican establishment, by the way. I'll get to that. But make no mistake. Don't be fooled into thinking the Democrat Party is about, oh, compassion and helping people and loving people and making everything fair and just. No, it's about criminality, corruption, power. It's about stealing elections. It's about dominating the political process with the most corrupt criminal they can find, and that's Hillary Clinton. So don't think that Bernie Sanders ever had a chance. He never did, because this is not about democracy. This is the undemocratic party on the left. It's all about power and corruption. Now, let's go to the right. Ted Cruz, we hit him hard today for his announcing that he was all in for Monsanto. All right, Ted Cruz goes out and calls all the health-conscious consumers anti-science zealots. That's what he says they are because, you know, because you're informed and you want to know what you're eating, right? And you don't want to eat GMOs and toxic cancer-causing glyphosate, weed killer herbicides. So Ted Cruz thinks you're an anti-science zealot, which is really quite a mouthful from a guy who is an evangelical who knows nothing at all about science. I mean, he's a constitutional scholar, but scientifically illiterate, let's face it. So we hit him hard. I mean, we put out infographics showing Ted Cruz in a Darth Vader hat with the Monsanto logo on it. And we had a very, very popular article last time I checked. It had, I don't know, 11,000 shares on Facebook. And it was going viral all over the web. And where I accused Ted Cruz of, because he's someone who claims to be a Christian, I accuse him of committing spiritual treason against God by siding with Monsanto and thereby siding with the most evil corporation on the planet. And so Ted Cruz got punished hard. And we had something to do with that. I don't know how much we had to do with that, but you know, we've got millions of readers, and so we've had something to do with that. And Ted Cruz, so far, doesn't look like he's won anything. Looks like he's losing everywhere, which means Trump is winning. Now, with Trump winning, it looks like he is at this point unstoppable because Marco Rubio is out. He's out. He's suspended his campaign, and couldn't be a better piece of news because Marco Rubio is just another establishment insider, just like Ted Cruz. People who are willing to betray, well, people might be overstating it, insidious political puppets who are willing to betray the American people at every opportunity. Ted Cruz is now the Hillary Clinton of the right. They're like the perfect match for each other, the perfect mirror of criminality and evil at the highest levels of government. And Rubio is just a political robot that someone fed in a script into his head, and he's been repeating it over and over again, and no one's listening. So he's out. Thank goodness. So that leaves, oh my, that leaves Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. It is interesting. Most people would say they never could have seen this coming. I actually did see this coming many, many months ago, which is why I own the domain names Trump.news and Clinton.news. But I don't own Cruz.news or Rubio.news or Sanders.news or anything. I actually saw this many, many months ago. I saw that this was going to shape up to be Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump, which is why I have the domain names again. And that's actually proof that I saw this coming. You may find that odd. How could I have known that this is going to shape up to be Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton? Well, my answer is rather simple. I knew that Hillary Clinton had this thing rigged from the start. There was never going to be any option on the Democrat side other than Clinton, no matter what the Democratic voters chose, because the votes don't matter. And on the right, nobody is smarter than Donald Trump. Donald Trump, no matter what you think of his policies or his demeanor, he's actually an extremely intelligent person. He has to be to do the kind of business deals that he gets done. He's smart, and he's a strategist, and the guy hates to lose. He just hates to lose. It tears him apart if he loses anything. And so he's driven, and he's smart, and he's got, what, $9 billion to use of his own money? So of course I knew Trump had a pretty darn good shot at beating all these other lazy, pathetic, lying Republicans. The GOP establishment, bunch of pathetic betrayers and traitors of America, ought to be brought up on criminal charges for the kind of crap they pulled in America over the last 7 years, supporting Obama's total economic destruction of this country. So I knew that, yeah, Obama probably could win this thing. And by the way, I believe that if indeed this shapes up to Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump, and when I say if, I mean, one of them might get assassinated for all we know, right? And of course, they're targeting Trump for that. But if it actually shapes up to that, Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump for the election, I can tell you right now, Donald Trump's going to win it. So today, let me just go on the record here. Today is March 15th, 2016. I'm publicly predicting that if he's not assassinated first, Donald Trump is going to win the presidency versus Hillary Clinton. Why is that? Well, again, Donald Trump is so much smarter than Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump has charisma. You know, and I understand many people think it's a negative charisma, but even in that case, it's a fascination. Hillary Clinton is like a dead zombie on stage. No one's interested in her message or her demeanor. She's got no connection with the crowd. She's nothing but a Democratic talking point dinosaur. Whereas Donald Trump, he's interesting, right? For the average American, Donald Trump is interesting. And he says some interesting things, and he's fascinating, and he's an outsider. He's not a political insider. And America is hurting right now, and people are searching for something different, something radically different, because the system has screwed them so many times and so completely and repeatedly that they are desperate for anything. They're willing to try anything different, which could include Donald Trump. That's why Donald Trump is going to win this if they don't kill him first. And I got to tell you, if it comes down to Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump, I would support Donald Trump as the better choice by far. By far. But, hey, my own personal opinion is kind of irrelevant here. I'm only one person in a large country. I think all of America will elect Donald Trump in a sweeping victory. I mean, he'll lose some states, of course. But I think he'll win big across the country. So that's what's shaping up right now. You have the choice between Hillary Clinton, the political criminal, versus Donald Trump, the take no prisoners, high IQ business strategist who is crude but effective. And I'll take crude but effective any day over lying criminality on the Democrat side. So that's how I see it shaping up here. But the wild card in all this, well, there's a couple of wild cards. Number one is Hillary Clinton's health, or lack of health, actually. She could just fall, you know, collapse and die at any moment, it seems. Jeez. And then the other thing is Donald Trump staying alive. You know, the system is going to be trying to assassinate him. Both the Democrats and the Republicans are going to be trying to assassinate him. They're going to try to put a bullet in him. He knows that. He's smart. So you can bet he's wearing a Kevlar vest right now. And he's going to have extremely high security from this point forward. So let us hope. Oh, and there's one more wild card in this that I mentioned when I was a guest with Dave Hodges the other night, Common Sense Show. The other wild card is that the globalists, in a desperate attempt to swing this election towards Hillary, might assassinate Obama. I know, that seems like a total wild card, right? But think about it. If they assassinate Obama and they can blame it on a right-winger, then they could swing a lot of votes from Trump to Hillary just in terms of the backlash or the outrage or the pity votes almost. I mean, they use mass shootings to sway public opinion in huge ways on critical milestones in history, things that they want to accomplish politically or socially or culturally. They use violence. They use, shootings often to carry that out. So don't discount that possibility. So I guess that's three big wild cards right here. And there's actually a fourth, which is Obama declaring martial law and not having an election. But I think that's a very remote chance, personally. I don't think that's going to happen. So the three legitimate wild cards, in my opinion, are Hillary Clinton having critical health failures. Secondly, Donald Trump being potentially assassinated by all of his enemies, and there are many in the establishment. And third would be the globalists assassinating Obama in order to sway the election. So I know these are not small things. These are big, big possibilities. I mean, big interventions, you could say, in the process. And I don't wish any of that upon any of those people, by the way. I hope Hillary Clinton stays healthy all the way through the election so she can lose while she's awake and conscious. I hope Donald Trump stays safe and healthy and is not harmed in any way by anybody so that he can do his job and win this election. I hope Obama stays safe and healthy so that he can transition out of the White House and we can have someone safely transition into the White House. Hopefully, in this case, Trump. I don't wish harm upon any of these people. I hope they all live long and fruitful lives and maybe one day take inventory of what they have really caused in this world. Although that might be wishing for too much. But nevertheless, I hope all these people stay safe. I don't want to see any violence at all. I don't want to see any assassinations. I don't want to see any dirty tricks like that in this campaign. I want to see a straight-up, honest vote. Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. Who will America choose? I believe they will choose Donald Trump in that circumstance. And I know maybe Trump isn't everybody's top choice. But in that matchup, Hillary Clinton versus Trump, who to vote for is answered by the ABCs. Anybody but Clinton. That's your answer right there. So this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, with my political update. via newstarget.com and talknetwork.com. Thank you for listening. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.